La 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 la. Moises, you think you can dance better than me?
1000%.
No, you cannot.
You bugging out, bro.
Are you gonna dance?
Nah.
Exactly. That's nah. Two. Listen, that's two episodes in a row. I went best singer, best dancer.
You got it, bro.
That bugging out.
I'm not fried. He's fried.
No, no.
I'm still on the email, bro. Why you?
Not look. Oh, man.
See, right.
I got it, bro. Yeah, you're going crazy. Look. You're going crazy.
This is my fucking podcast.
Going crazy.
All I gotta say is, shout out to my Dominicanos, shout out to my Puerto Ricanos.
Puerto Ricans.
Damn. Boricua, shout out to my Boricuas.
There you go.
I know what I'm doing. I fuck with a couple of Puerto Ricans in my past.
Cool people.
Let's turn this over. Sorry, Mark Anthony. Woo. We are here live on another episode of Shaq TV. And I want to say thank everybody for showing up. We know some people didn't show up. It's okay. It's cool. Shaq TV going live. The credentials is there. The experience is there. Don't come for me. Don't try me. I done traveled up and down the Eastern Hemisphere. In all reality, it is the Western Hemisphere. But the Eastern Hemisphere sound better to me. So that's what I'm going to say.
You're hilarious, bro.
My hands work. My feet work.
There you go.
I knock a nigga out if I have to. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, her than theirs. Whatever you identify as, it's cool to me. I'm acknowledging you. All I want to say is, this podcast is about current events, what's going on in pop culture, hip-hop culture, the now, whatever it is, we're going to talk about it. But in all reality, this podcast is about relationships. We talk about relationships and life experiences and how to deal with that. Moving on. And I want to let y'all know who's on course today. We got my boy Big Mo. Moises Espinalo.
You're fucking, bro. All
right, so say your last name.
Why are you saying my last name?
Yeah, you going crazy.
All right. We don't want to say his last name. We got my boy Charlie Rocks in the house, and we got my boy T Money in the house. Okay, no names, no last names. Okay, whatever.
Going crazy on you. Right. Nah.
Okay. Son. I want to give a shout out to my boy T Money and my boy Charlie Rocks for stepping up in their roles. No, I didn't do that. Okay. Right. I'm giving y'all a shout out for stepping up in y'all role. You just said I just did that. Like I said, shout out to my guys for stepping up in their role. Moving on. I'm proud of y'all. Y'all going to get a round of applause because I love y'all.
This guy, man.
Yeah, this guy. All right. First on the docket, we're going to tackle Mr. Aubrey. What's his last name? Any of you guys know his last name?
Graham.
Aubrey Graham. We're going to tackle him shooting a video, a music video, in Mercy Projects. And what I want to say is, this motherfucker is not like that.
What?
Hold on, Moises.
Oh, man. It's a six guy, bro.
He's not from Mercy Projects. He's not from America, period. Mercy.
Bro, you're not from America, period.
I'm not from America, but I'm not acting like I'm from America. I'm letting everybody know I'm from the Caribbean.
He acting like how he act, bro. You tripping.
No. All right, hold on. Before you start with your bullshit, let me introduce the topic. So, Drake shot a video in Mercy Projects where he was making music, doing what he do, but he kind of looked a little confused or unprotected.
That's a fair assessment.
Exactly. It could be either one. And with that being said, Moises, now is where you give your input. Moises, how do you feel about Drake shooting a video in Mercy?
Mercy Projects.
Mercy.
Yes.
Mercy Projects.
Yes. Go ahead.
First of all, first and foremost, shout out to my guy, Ryder Menace from Mercy Projects. That's my dude. I feel like Drake is, that's dope that he's doing that, bro. He's showing people, like, that's some people that's seeing a superstar in their hood. Like, they get to say that, yo, I seen Drake in my hood. Like, that's dope. That's fire, bro. Why not? He's showing love. I respect it.
Charles, how you feel about Drake shooting a video in Mercy or Mercy or whatever the fuck they want to call it, projects?
I'll let you know when the video come out.
All right. With that being said, I disagree with it. I wholeheartedly, with my whole heart, I feel like Drake is
with his whole heart.
Wow.
Relax. You said you didn't feel any way. Relax. So with that being said, I feel like Drake has a lot of toes or fingers in a whole lot of other cultures, and I feel like Drake being Jewish and black and being able to say the word nigger and knowing that he was born by like a white woman, I feel like he should not be able to come to Mercy or Mercy Projects and
Mercy
Projects and like shoot a video because Jay-Z is from there and do what he did. Like, I feel like Drake doing what he did, no. That's cultural appropriation. Do you feel like that's cultural appropriation or not, Moises?
Damn, so you saying, you trying to say that Drake is not with the culture? Like, Drake is not inside the culture?
Drake is definitely with the culture, but this is leading to a bigger conversation. I don't feel like Drake is able to relate with people from that projects.
I mean, he's human just like them, bro. Like he could find something to relate. Like you could say what's up to somebody, bro, which he did. There's a video that came out. He was saying what's up to people.
Moises, you're from the projects. You know that people from the projects can't own guns. You know that Drake owns guns because he's from Canada and he's...
Why are you going there? Like, Drizzy pulling up with the tools? Like, Drizzy ain't pulling up with no guns, bro.
He definitely got security.
I mean, yeah, like, but like, he not enforcing that.
You
like,
said you didn't have nothing to say.
I said I'll let you know when the video come out.
All right. We're going to come to you when the video come out. Cause that's what you said.
Nah, he definitely pulling up with guns, but he not like he not on rowdy time. Like he not trying to start nothing up. I don't think so. He trying to shoot a video.
I definitely agree with he not trying to start nothing up, but I feel like
I don't get your point of them not having guns.
Alright, my point is
which they do.
Listen, my point is with him going to the projects and doing all that, a lot of people are gonna like share his music. Like his music.
They're going to do that already, though.
No.
They're going to do that. Bro, He's the number one artist in the world. What are you talking about?
You think that Drake is the number one artist in the world right now?
Are you debating that for real?
Listen, I understand that you love hip-hop. I understand that you love hip-hop and you love pop music. But
pop? I don't love pop music.
Popular music. That's like, pop music.
Which is hip-hop. So I love hip-hop, yes. Because hip-hop is popular music.
Hip-hop is hip-hop. Pop is pop. But yeah, I keep going, though, because, like I said, I'll say something in the video come out.
So, stop talking.
I'm just trying to help you out. Interjection.
No. No interjections.
I got some interjections.
Listen. Moises. Mm-hmm. With that being said, I feel like, and what I know from my statistics, I don't think hip-hop is pop music.
By me saying hip-hop is pop music, I'm saying just hip-hop is the most popular music being listened to at this moment. You don't agree?
I disagree that hip-hop is being listened to as pop music at this moment.
That hip-hop is not... Right, I don't want to say hip-hop is pop music because hip-hop is hip-hop.
Right.
But more people listen to hip-hop than any other genre. Are you not going to agree that hip-hop is the number one influential genre in the world?
No. There's more genres that people listen to more than hip-hop.
Okay.
And I have statistics. Woo, you want me to pull it up?
Pull it up. Pause. Pause.
That's, we're not going to pause that. We're not going to pause that. There's nothing near to pause.
Pause.
And let me say this. Drake, I commend you for going to Mercy and doing all these things. And Drake was acting scared as a motherfucker. With all that being said, I do not think hip-hop is being listened to more than any genre.
You're crazy.
I'm crazy for saying that?
This nigga's breaking every fucking record. He broke the Beatles records, bro. What are you talking about, bro?
That wasn't off of fucking him saying, oh, I'm here for hip-hop.
What? Bro, what does he make?
This is hip-hop music.
What does he make? He's made nothing but hip hop. Like
he's made pop music too.
Yeah, but
are you gonna say pop music is hip hop music?
Alright, give me a Drake album where he doesn't have hip hop.
Listen, he does have hip hop. Listen, he does have hip hop on his albums, but
so you're not gonna say Drake is not a top rapper?
He is a top rapper. I'm agreeing with that.
What do you, where are we having a disagreement at?
Listen, we're having a disagreement on where it's Drake and him being relatable to hip hop and the struggle of hip hop and the struggle of a projects and all that. He just shot a video in a vacuum of him shooting a video in the projects. He can't relate to being in the projects. He's never been in the projects.
I can see what you're saying.
Exactly. So with that being said, pop music is a whole different category. I get it. Drake is a big artist. He's pop. He makes pop artist. Music. He's made hip-hop music. He's made all kind of music.
He makes hip-hop music. I don't know. Bro, don't sway the lines. He's a hip-hop artist, bro. What are you trying? Are you trying to say that Drake is... What is Drake? What genre do you encase him in?
I put Drake in a pop music genre.
He's a pop artist?
He's definitely a pop artist.
Wow.
You disagree with that?
100%, bro.
Charles, you disagree with Drake being a pop artist?
I got him in hip-hop.
You're bugging.
I think
we know from what hip-hop we know from pop.
I think Drake is a pop artist.
Bro, Drake gave us Drake and Meek beef.
No, Meek gave us Drake and Make
Peace. Yeah, he set himself up for the kill.
He set himself up to kill. I still think Meek won that beef because he said better bars. Buddy. Y'all niggas is about the fucking popularity and...
No, we're about the facts.
What are the facts?
Drake beat him, bro.
How?
Better bars.
No.
Better delivery.
No.
The fans fuck with it more.
Okay.
Niggas was playing that shit back to back.
Okay.
No pun intended.
That back to back, I give it to you. But Meek was saying better shit than Drake was.
No, the fuck he was not. Look what Meek is going through right now with Nicki Minaj. And what Drake was telling him in that record.
So you think... Wait. So you think Drake fucked Nicki?
Bro, come on, bro. I don't want to get into that, bro.
What do you mean, come on, bro? No.
Oh, man.
You think Drake fucked Nicki?
I don't know what went down between them, bro. I just know they've been close. And at one point, I was hearing a rumor that they was together. So.
Charles, what do you think? You think Drake fucked Nicki?
Nah, I don't think I want to ask this conversation. I'm thinking about what I'm about to say, and I want to let y'all finish. Because I don't want to make it. But I just wanted to put a reminder, though. We in 2020, and y'all argue about this shit like it happened last weekend.
Yeah, because he going crazy talking about Drake is not hip-hop. Right now.
I'm just trying to... Nah, y'all, that's what I said. Y'all keep going. You put the mic in my face. I'm sorry I had to say it. My fault, bro.
Alright.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of stuff we could be talking about right now.
With that being said... Cool. I feel like Drake did what he did, but I feel like Meek won that battle.
Yeah, you're on your own.
No, I'm not. All my Meek fans.
Check the room.
Okay.
Check the room.
Do you think Meek won that battle? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Charles, do you think Meek won that battle? Yes or no?
Based on the overall, it's clearly Drake.
Trav, do you think Meek won that battle? Yes or no? All right.
I am on my own.
And I will accept that. That's cool. Drake, to the room, you're the greatest ever.
No. I did not say that.
You did not say that. Okay. Drake, to the room, you won the battle between Meek and Drake.
That is the biggest artist.
Okay, cool. Who you think is the greatest ever?
Greatest ever what?
Artist?
Yeah. All genres?
All genres.
I'm going to have to go with...
He's scratching his head.
Me, personally, what I would listen to, I would go with... Bob Marley.
Charles, who do you think is the greatest ever?
Ever? You know what I really do think, though? You want to be honest? Make sure I pick this up on the microphone. I feel like we had an agenda. And we had a list. But somehow we ended up... Who's the greatest ever? I'm going to answer the question. Personally, I would have to give it to Mike.
Michael Jackson?
Yes.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah. Why you have to say all that extra shit before you said Mike? Like, you could have just said Mike. With all that being said, we going to get into Meek and Nicki. For the people that don't know, Meek and Nicki were dating... Before this happened. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about is Meek and Nicki coming at each other like they're enemies. Actual enemies. So, Meek said, you're defending a man that was accused of...
Not accused, convicted.
Let me work. Accused of raping a person under 8. Well... Having sex with a person underage. And this person was convicted of a person underage. And Nicki responded with, he beats
his sister.
Meek Mill beats his sister and spit on his sister on video that we haven't seen yet.
Word.
But she accused him of the fact of him beating his sister and... Fucking around, like spitting on her, just doing dirtbag shit. And Meek said, listen, everybody in the industry know that you're a bad person. Everybody know, like, you mistreat people. What I want to ask Moises is, which side you're on?
I don't have a side. I don't got no quarrels with none of them, but I can give you my opinion on the matter.
Yeah.
Remember, I told you that Nicki's on the decline, and Meek is on the uphill. I told you this on the prior episode, and now this happens. He's gonna drop an album. Mm-hmm. She just said that she's gonna retire and just drop the song. Mm-hmm. So, nigga, you looking crazy right now. But all right,
Charles, how do you feel about this situation?
I wish everybody good luck.
I think it's crazy, man.
Well, honestly, because that's just like, I don't even know what they're arguing about. So, yeah.
I like. It was an Instagram and like.
But, like, I don't mean like, I don't. It's just, I don't get why they're fighting over that. But I guess because they used to go out. So.
You know how that goes. It should get messy.
With an ex, how would you feel with your ex, like, exposing you, exposing your secrets, and all that's going on? Would you support a woman that is supporting her brother, a family member, that is accused of molestation?
Hmm. Yeah, but, I probably yeah, didn't go with that because I'm not in that family. But I'll send prayers out, but that has nothing to do with me. If that's her family.
That's tough.
You will send prayers out to that family.
I mean, to everybody involved in that whole situation. Because that's hard. Yeah, oh, that situation always horrible when that happens. So
that's real. That's so tough. If you had a brother or sister that was involved in a molestation. Right. Would you support them? Would you not?
That's a tough situation. And prayers out to Nikki, her family, and that whole situation.
I'm asking. Not Nikki, not me, not none of that.
But that's not happening to me, yo.
I'm asking if it did happen to you, what would you do?
But it's not.
Because Nikki supported her brother in that case. Would you support
her? I'm not mad at her. That's her family.
Would you support your brother in that case?
That's tough. Prayers out to everybody involved in that situation, but I have no comment for that one.
Moises, would you support your brother if he got caught in that case?
First thing I would do is I'll have a conversation with my brother. And based on that conversation, then I'll give you my answer. So if my brother tells me that he didn't do it, I'm riding with my brother to the end, bro. To the end.
If he said he did do it.
Nah, he done, bro. Like, I'm like, nah. Damn, bro, that's tough, bro. At the end of the day, it's my brother, bro. Like, nah. But nah, bro, he gotta face the consequences, bro.
So if your brother did do it, you're not gonna fuck with him no more. You're not gonna go see him. You're not gonna.
Nah. He's going to jail. He should go to prison.
He should go to prison for that.
Yes.
Okay.
He should go to prison, but even so, like, there's still, like, prison's supposed to rehabilitate people, so I'll still, like, try to seek help for him.
You know? That's real. And
what would you do?
All of us on this panel, I feel like we're saying fuck prisons. Do you agree with fuck prisons?
Facts.
Charles, do you agree with fuck prisons?
What would you do if your brother got caught in a molestation case?
I would say fuck prisons. Charles, do you agree with fuck prisons?
No, I need your answer to that question. Because you got both our answers to that question.
Okay.
What's your answer to that
question? What would I do in that position? I'm going to say fuck prisons. And I'm going to talk to my brother. And if he say he didn't do it, I'm going to support him. If he say he did do it, he on his own. Charles, would you say fuck prisons?
Yeah, I would say that.
With all that being said, fuck prisons. Fuck the social construct that's going on right now. I don't agree with putting people in jail. And this whole podcast, as you can see, agree with not putting people in jail.
Facts. That shit's whack.
People that need help, people that are thinking that children are people to fuck, we need to find some a place for them and find like the help they need. And with all that being said, and I agree with both of y'all, but I need to know, listen, you say you will not fuck with your brother, right?
I said that he deserves to go to prison and I will seek help for my brother.
Right. And I feel the same way. We need to find help for you. Da da da. Next topic, Davante Adams. For the people that don't know,
Javante Davis.
Davante Davis.
Isn't it like that?
Huh? Javante. Yeah, Javante. Listen, English is not my first language. I don't know what's going on.
Names?
Javante Adams Davis. Whatever Davis.
Something like that.
It could be Patrick Davis at this point.
Right. Javante Davis. Roughed up the woman that...
His baby moms.
Right. He roughed up... Not roughed up. I don't even know what to call it. He grabbed his... He didn't grab her, but he did grab her. And he told her, we leaving wherever the function. Wherever they were at, he grabbed her, said, let's go, da-da-da, screamed at her and all that. And Moises, I want to know your thoughts on that. On terms of, like, would if you're involved with a lady, would you grab her up and tell her, let's go, let's not go?
I would never... move that way. God, yeah. Cause like if I tell my lady like we gotta go and she don't wanna go, then she not my lady, bro.
Copy. Charles, what would you do in this situation?
I wouldn't do what he did.
He bugged out.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Yo, Charles, you are bugging.
He's going crazy. Now he went crazy though. That video was crazy.
In that situation, I'm just going to say, I'm not even going to say anything. Like, if we're leaving the spot together, we're leaving. If we're not, we're not. And I feel like we don't know what he said to her. We don't know what she said to him. We don't know what's going on. And I feel like I would not address it in that way that he addressed it. He, like, grabbed her and pulled her and all that extra stuff. That was unnecessary. I feel like that was unnecessary.
He did that?
Did what?
He grabbed her, like, violated her like that.
Did you not see the video?
I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you, bro. I'm fucking with you. Yeah, I saw he violated, bro. He violated.
So, if you wanted to leave the spot and she said no, what would you do?
I'm leaving the spot.
Without her?
Yeah, bro. If she don't want to...
That's your girl. That's your...
I'm telling her that we out. If she don't want to leave, bro, she no longer my girl. She on her own.
She no longer your girl?
She don't want to leave, bro? And like, yo, bro, if I want to leave a spot, it's
so
for a good reason.
So, you gonna break up with a girl just because... You
bro, alright, bro. It's
dependent. Leave.
It's dependent on the situation. And she's staying. Obviously, if she's staying at her family event, she cool. But she's staying at an event I brought her to, and she don't want to leave. She bugging, bro.
So you will break up with her because she brought you to a spot, and she don't.
No, wanna, I brought her to a spot.
You brought her to a spot, and she don't want to leave. You gonna break up with her?
Yes, bro.
Charles, would you break up with a girl?
No, matter of fact, that's a conversation to be had.
No, that's not a conversation
to be had. That's a conversation to be had, bro.
You just said you're going to break up with her.
Yeah, Charles, I am, matter of fact.
Would you break up with her?
I would definitely see why she's not trying to leave and probably figure out and go from there. But I don't think I'm going to jump right to the breakup.
Yeah, nah, bro. Come on, bro. You got it. Nah. If I tell you.
Am I fucking with her or just one of my girls?
Bro, because if she tell me she's trying to leave, I'm out with her, bro.
Just
no. Yeah, okay, if your lady trying to leave the spot, you gonna leave? You gonna let her leave by herself?
Okay.
Wait, let me get the mic back. Hold on. So what if your girl not trying to leave the spot? What would you do? You breaking up with her?
I'm not breaking up with her.
So what you doing?
What you doing?
I'm gonna sit there and enjoy whatever she's enjoying.
Yo, bro,
we're in a partnership.
Get the fuck out of here. I hate when you do that, bro.
Get the fuck out of here. I mean, listen, we're in a partnership. There's sometimes where she wanna leave and I wanna stay. And
bro, we're talking about in some extreme shit.
No, we're not talking about this, no extreme
That's
shit.
That's what I'm talking about, in some extreme shit. You talking about, yo, we gotta bounce. And she talking about she gotta stay. That's what I'm talking about.
Listen.
I'm not talking about, oh, I don't want to be here. I want to go. No, I'm not talking about that. Because if it's that, then you got to suck it up. Because she's at events that she don't want to be at when you want to go, right? That's what you're trying to say.
No.
What are you trying to say?
Listen, he was at an event where it was like, listen, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he said. Like, mm-hmm. This is why I left with this description. Allegedly. Everything is alleged.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, listen, I want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You want to stay. I want to go. We're having a disagreement. Let's go. And he went about it. I feel like he went about it the wrong way. He should never touched her. 100%. She's her own human being. Let her do what she wants.
Exactly. He should have just left.
Right. You said you're breaking up with her.
Charles yeah, said, but yo, I'm going to give you some context. Hold up. Because he's not going out with her. At this point, she's his baby mom. She's his ex. So he's really out of line.
At this point?
Yeah, at that point, she was his ex. Not his current girlfriend. Not his current...
How is ex? Like, we dating. What do you mean?
They're not dating. What are you talking about? That's his ex baby mom.
No, it's not. That's the woman he's known to be with.
No, bro.
Yes, it is. What do you mean, no?
No, it's not. It's his baby mom, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
Charles, do you think that was his baby mom or that was his ex? Or that's the person he's known to be with?
From my sources.
Listen. Go ahead, Charles.
I'm aware that that is his baby mom, isn't it?
Yeah, you bugging, bro. Okay. You bugging, yo.
Also, let me know. I'm not
up and down.
With that being the mother of his kid, he's always going to have that connection with her. So, I would assume sometimes they'd be seen together.
Yeah, but that's not his current relationship.
I don't know, but at the end of the day,
so he's not breaking up with her.
Everybody already agreed they wouldn't do what he did
in that video.
You know what I mean? So, you know, being a dead horse at this point. Just go throw it out there right now.
Listen, that is the woman he's with. I'm letting you know right now. That is the woman he's with.
Bro, no, it's not, bro. It's a baby mom, bro.
This is why I hate having people that are high on my podcast.
Oh, my God.
Because that is the woman he's with.
No, it's not, bro.
Listen, I'm going to move on because we're not going to get into all that.
Yeah, you're doing a lot right now.
But that is the woman he's with. For the people that do know and the people that don't know.
Nigga wrote Devontae Davis.
Listen.
Oh, man.
Diddy and Mace had a little altercation.
Yeah.
Physically. But they had it over the internet.
They had a little
where Diddy was saying, like, listen, artists, get your masters, get your credentials or whatever you owed. And Mace said, I'm going to be the first. And Diddy was the person that, in the optics,
owns his masters.
That looks like he owns Mace Masters. And Mace said, listen, I want my masters. I offered you $2 million in cash, and you didn't want to give it to me. You said, whatever the European guy is offering, you got to match that. And Mace was at a young age at this time when he offered his master. It was like, Mace was like 19. And Diddy bought his masters for $20,000. And Mace said, $20,000? I'll take it. $20,000 back in the 90s was a lot of money. But right now, it's not. Who you think is right in this situation, Moises? Diddy or Mace?
Alright. At that point where Diddy signed him, that's how the music business was ran. So he was just following suit. So I don't, that doesn't excuse him for what he did. Mm-hmm. But if Mace was making it, like, Diddy didn't just have this issue with Mace. He had this issue with other artists. The Lox, he had this issue with the Lox. Jadakiss threatened to throw a fucking, like, a microwave or something at Diddy's head, something like that, or a stove. So Diddy just gotta, like, he gotta negotiate with him. Like, find a way for him to earn his masters back. You know what I'm saying? Like, because at the end of the day, that's your likeness.
Right. But who side you're on?
Mace should get his masters back. I'm on Mace side.
You're on Mace side. Charles, whose side you're on in this situation? You're on Mace side or Diddy side?
My business side is on Diddy side. Because that's one hell of a deal. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. That's one hell of a deal. But in my overall, if everyone got a fair chance way, I would say that Diddy should come to some agreement with Mace. And I guess that sounds tough. I don't know. That's a tough situation, Kyle. I wonder now, how much is that European dude offering? That's a good question. That's a great question.
And Mace offered $2 million cash. So that European guy must be offering more. And my point on the situation is, like, listen, Mace, I feel you. Wholeheartedly, with my whole heart, I feel you. In that time where you offered up your likeness and
Your publishing.
Your publishing for $20,000, it was a lot of money. But we're in a different time now. So you got to understand that, listen, at the time that I made the deal, it benefited you. Because you wanted that money and you wanted it now. And now we're in a different time. You're asking for different shit. It's like, come on, my guy. We're not in those times anymore. I would absolutely give you back your publishing and your likeness, but someone is offering me more. Right or wrong?
Moisey? Nah, you're right, you're right.
Right or wrong, Charles?
You're right.
So, Mace, I feel you, but you're going to have to take that L. That little 20,000.
Nah, he got it back when he's 50. He got another 8 years.
What do you mean he get it back when he's 50?
Yeah, he got his publishing reversed back to him when he's 50 years old.
Automatically?
Yeah. Or that was part of the deal. That's tough. From when he's 19 to the day he turns 50, he gets it back.
So it was like a loan.
A life. Nah, then he bought a life, basically.
20,000 for how many years was that? 19 to
50? A life costs 20
racks.
Can
somebody calculate for that for us?
31. That's a good. 31 years. Listen, Trav. I feel like Travis is the only person that in here that went to school and paid attention, but 31 years, a lot of years, man. I'm not for $20,000. Everybody know Mace, and
now you know Mace got hits.
Facts.
Mace definitely got hits. So name one of Mace hits right now, since you say Mace got hits.
Harlem World, that whole album.
All right, relax. Harlem World, Charles. What's one of Mace hits?
More money, more problems.
That shit fire. That's he's on it, though. He's on it.
He's on it, but that's not Mace hit. That's Biggie hit.
That's true. Right,
just to correct you. Just to correct
you. That's true.
We know Mace in that feature, too, though.
He's on it, yeah. He's that's a big not part. One of his hits. Part of his
name
career.
A hit that Mace got. Mace.
Name a hit that Mace got. This is Jeopardy now.
Right. Yeah, now we playing Jeopardy. Charles don't know what he's talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Point blank, period. City Girl vibes.
Whoa.
This shit is going crazy.
Moving on.
Thank you.
Kevin Durant.
Oh, man.
Let the world know that he has multiple burner accounts and he will not stop making burner accounts. And for the people that don't know, Kevin Durant is a basketball player, very popular. He has his own account that everyone sees, mm-hmm. but he also makes fake imitation, photocopy accounts of like other accounts that no one knows it's actually him, but it is him tweeting in support of his actual real account. With that being said, Kevin Durant was like, listen, Kevin Durant don't have no help. He needs to get out of OKC. If you've seen one of those tweets, it might have been Kevin Durant. It might not have not. But
that's crazy.
It gave him the excuse to leave OKC and join the Warriors. And win championship rings. I don't think he's going to win anymore. But we'll see. Only time will tell. Moises, how do you feel about Kevin Durant having burner accounts, fake accounts, and would you ever own a fake account and boost yourself up?
I've yet to own a fake account, but fuck it, man. I'm with KD, man. If I got all that all that status, you know everything I'm saying is being looked at like with a fucking like telescope, like. So, microscope, actually, to put it in better terms. Mm-hmm. Bro, so, yeah, I'm definitely making burner accounts. And I'm talking about shit, saying how I really feel.
Charles, how you feel about it?
If I'm making KD level what type of money, I'll be too busy to make burner accounts.
You bugging.
That's it?
Just saying. Really got time, nigga.
That's it?
That's it.
With that being said, KD, I feel you 1,000%. But if you got something on your chest that you want to get off your chest, save in your personal account. I understand that you got like advertisement or projects that you need to protect. That's cool.
No, he has people he needs to protect.
And what kind of people?
His people.
His people. What people?
People he employs. He represents a whole company now. He doesn't just speak for himself.
What company?
His company.
Okay,
his the company that's based here in New York.
What is that company called?
I don't know the name of the
company. Exactly. But I don't know the name.
Yo,
get off my podcast.
It's a sports management company.
I think it's a media outlet type shit.
Also, bro, you say you also, got nothing to say, bro.
Hey, yo, bro, relax.
All right, listen.
That
sports company
mm-hmm.
that he was talking about,
mm-hmm.
he's managed by Jay-Z and mm-hmm. the Roc Nation and
mm-hmm.
all that.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I'm asking you personally.
Motherfucker, man.
This motherfucker what? You personally.
Uh-huh.
Burner account.
Or I not? Just told you yes.
You want a burner account.
I'm using burner accounts if I'm Kevin Durant, bro. Because anything that I'm saying is affecting the whole company, bro. The fuck?
That's cool.
Hell yeah, bro. You got to think smart out here. Don't let them play you out your bread.
Don't let them play out your bread.
You're bugging. Put yourself in a position to win.
Put yourself in a position to win.
You out here bugging, preaching.
Shaq TV.
Mm.
That's one of my
goals. No. I said it. He was talking some bullshit. Yo, all right, you showing my hairline? It's crispy, man.
That's one
about?
Of my quotes.
Shaq TV. Yo, I'm taking your shit off.
Take it off.
Oh, yeah,
I don't care. Listen, Shaq TV, put yourself in a position to win. With all that being said, we're going to move on. This is what everyone comes here for, the relationship advice.
Mm-hmm.
To lead it off, J-Lo and A-Rod has agreed to invite their exes to their wedding. And I want to know how Moises and Charles feel about how J-Lo and A-Rod are voices inviting exes to a wedding. Moises, would you invite your ex to a wedding?
Mm. I got an ex right now that I would invite to my wedding. I'm really cool with her. So, yeah.
You would invite an ex to your wedding?
Yeah.
Charles, would you invite an ex to your wedding?
I mean, it'd be so cool.
Yeah, bro. I'm really like, yeah, I wouldn't invite him.
So, Moises, you would invite X to your wedding if you're cool. And Charles, you would invite X to your wedding if you're cool. Mm-hmm. I don't care if we're cool or not. You're not coming to my wedding if Shorty say, listen, I know y'all cool, but you fucked her and I don't want her at the wedding. And it's like, listen, if my wife don't want you at the wedding, you're not coming to the wedding. Let me see the whole guy. Point blank, period. And I feel like as much as it might seem like Kumbaya, A-Rod, inviting his ex to the wedding and J-Lo inviting her ex.
Which is also like the mother of his kids.
Listen,
and the father of her
kids. If I have kids with you, of course you're invited to the wedding. And I feel like my partner should accept that.
I say, you agree with A-Rod?
No.
Yes.
No.
That's exactly what happened.
No, she's inviting other people that's not the kid's father. And A-Rod don't have no fucking kids.
He don't have no kids? A-Rod don't got no kids? Yo, you're crazy, bro. You bug it out, bro. He got two daughters, bro.
A-Rod got two daughters. Name them.
Fact, I don't know their names.
Now he don't know their names.
Yo, you're a bugger, bro. Listen. You want to place a bet?
I don't want to place a bet.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Listen. With all that being said, these motherfuckers think, like, listen. Oh, A-Rod inviting his ex. J-Lo inviting their ex. It's cool. I'm not with none of that. Listen.
Shaq TV is not progressive.
It's not about being progressive. It's about feeling how I feel. It's about my opinion and how I feel.
Talk your shit, kid.
What about the situation? You're not invited. Period. I'm dead in that shit. If, like, how would you feel if, like, this nigga fucking dick down your fucking wife that you just married, nutted on her face, got videos of all that, nudes and all that. How would you feel about that? Bro. And he's looking you in the face like, you a clown ass nigga. She for the streets.
Yo.
She for the fucking streets.
Yo, you are crazy, bro. What? How about... Nah, that's not going down, bro.
That's why I can't answer none of his questions.
Yeah, he's crazy, bro. He pulling triggers, bro. Nah, bro. That's a dub. If you break it down like that... Nah, that's a dub. But, like, nah, that situation's not like that.
So, wait. You think you're going to get married to a girl that's, like, a virgin? You're not getting married to a virgin, Moises.
Neither are you.
I'm cool with that.
So am I.
So, why are you saying, oh, you crazy? Why are you saying all that extra shit?
Nah, nigga not violating me like that. Like, if he's saying
you
that.
You just said it's cool for her ex to come to the wedding.
Yeah, bro. I ain't catching that vibe, bro.
So, wait. Are you agreeing with the ex is coming to the wedding, yes or no?
All right, bro. If the ex is under the right circumstances.
Under the right circumstances. You got to speak about the circumstances.
If I'm with a shorty that she got kids with another man. And I got kids is also with another woman.
Those are the only
circumstances. Yo, the kid loves
her. Wait.
That's the only circumstance, yes.
That's the only circumstance.
Yes, there we go.
Unless you have kids, those are the only circumstances. Yes,
that's it.
Charles, what about your circumstances?
I would say we still cool and my wife is cool with it. Why not?
We're asking about, is kids involved or not? If the wife is cool with, like, a regular ex coming, are you cool with that? They have her nudes.
Niggas. Yo, I hate this guy. Why the nigga gotta have the nudes? Why you gotta have the nudes?
I didn't answer the question, so I don't know if you want to move on or you want to ask me again. I did just answer the question.
Did you answer the question?
Yeah, I said that if my wife's cool with it and we still cool, why not?
Okay, if your wife is cool with a regular nigga...
If I'm inviting my ex, I wouldn't be telling her she couldn't invite hers. That's weird.
That's fair. Charles is cool with people coming through if he's inviting his ex. Moises is not cool with, listen, if no kids involved, you're not welcome.
A word.
On my terms, it's like, listen, I'm a side with Moises. If no kids involved.
Yo, I hate when you do that.
Nah, what?
You were just pressing me about my take, and now you're going to join my take?
What take?
My take that I just said. That if just kids involved, all right, cool. But you was pressing me about that just now.
No, because I...
Go ahead.
I want to create a fine line from from right to left between you're invited or you're not invited.
Okay, cool.
Right. If you have kids, you're invited. If you don't have kids, you're not invited. Moises agrees. If you have kids, you're invited.
All right.
Charles agrees. It's whatever the woman agrees upon. And that's fine with me. There's no right or wrong answer. We're just here to let y'all know our thoughts and our opinions and what's not, whatever the case may be. And ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of the show. Ladies, y'all know my motto. Pop your pussy for real niggas only. And fellas, wait your fucking turn. Don't hate. Don't try to fuck up another nigga situation. Because I know in a couple of y'all tried. Whether you be a female or male, y'all tried to fuck up my situation, but y'all didn't. And with that being said, what episode is this, Moises?
26.
26. And I want to say, Aventura. Because the way they spoke on this song, I could tell it was heartbroken. Hello?
Yeah, you're crazy, bro.
I am crazy. Moises still can't dance better than me, y'all. He don't want to dance.
He's bugging.
You want to dance?
Nah, I'm good, bro.
Wepa! Listen, we got a Dominican on the show, and he don't want to dance at all. Oh.